Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I am your host, Jess, and I am freaking out to bring this interview to you guys today. I got to tell you, I've done, I don't even know how many episodes at this point, hundreds in my podcasting career. And this one is, I just got the full body chills. This one is up there. And before I get into my guest today and how all of this manifested and what this interview really is all about, I got to just welcome you to the show. I'm so grateful you're here. As always, I'm your host, Jess. If you're new to the show, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. I want to take a quick second to remind you, if you have not yet, subscribe to the podcast wherever you get them. Share this podcast with all of your friends. Spread the love. This is the best way the show grows. And to leave a review. And guess what I'm doing, guys? Guess what I'm bringing back? I have back in stock the Spiritual Hustler sweatshirts. Okay, you guys, these are taupe colored, yummy, fresh, luxe sweatshirts that have the Spiritual Hustler logo on the front and has the whole mantra of the show down the sleeve, a beautiful big quote on the back. You guys, these are so fly. And I have so many to shower you guys with. And I'm going to do giveaways again in exchange for a review. I love when I get to do this. I just got a whole new stockpile of inventory and I'm here to share the love. So this is how you win one. I'm going to give one away every single week. So 4 sweatshirts a month, as long as you guys roll in these reviews. So what I want you to do is I want you to go to Apple. It's important you go to Apple Podcasts, leave a review, 5 stars, a couple sentences, and I want you to screenshot that review and send it to me over on DM on Instagram. I'm at Jessica Zweig, and I'm going to pick a couple winners every single month. There's a lot of chance to win. And you guys know, I give away beautiful swag. It comes with a personal note from me. I want you guys to rock the Spiritual Hustler mission movement wherever you go. Literally wear it on your sleeve. And I'm going to be doing these giveaways as long as I have sweatshirts. They're yours. I'm so excited to actually get these out there again. So again, all you've got to do is screenshot your review on Apple, 5 stars, DM it to me over on the gram. I will be scanning my DMs to find you, and I will most likely write you back and ask for your home address, and it will be sent straight to your door. Okay. So let's talk about my incredible guest today, Stephanie Gambetta. OMG. So Stephanie came into my life a year ago at my retreat, Claim Your Light. She signed up to join me in Mexico in Riviera Maya. And this is the beautiful thing about my retreats. My retreats, you come in as, you know, retreat attendees, and we leave as a tribe. We leave as true sisters. And Stephanie, as she will explain today in a lot of detail, had one of the biggest activations in the entire group. I will let her share this story, but I watched Stephanie Gambetta, the version of her who came into my retreat on day one, die on day 3 and leave on day 5, reborn. She says this in the podcast. It's hard for me to even hold it and take total credit. She said, I'm not taking total credit. I will take maybe some credit, but she said that if it wasn't for that retreat, she wouldn't be where she is today doing what she's doing. And you guys, she is on fucking fire. She's the founder of The Loop Way and the host of The Loop Way podcast, and is a sought after peptide and wellness coach. And, you know, we talk about peptides, you guys. We talk about GLP-1s today. We talk about like the whole peptide industry. She is really a woman who is, you know, now known as the woman who pivoted at 50 and is on a mission to not only share her own journey of authenticity, but to really empower her community to live the most vital lives through peptides, fitness, diet, mindset. She really is here to bring optimal health to the world. And she does this through her insane natural spark. Like, she is a light. I remember actually before she even came to my retreat, when I had my first phone call with her months before, when she was considering coming, we actually had a conversation. I was on Zoom. She was in her car on her phone. And I hung up the phone with Stephanie and I called Megan, my best friend who was producing the retreat. And I'm like, I think I just met like a soul sister. I am in love with this woman. I talked to her for 15 minutes and I was like, she is a full yes. And here we are a year later, getting to really support one another on so many levels. And it is my deepest, greatest honor to bring a woman who came into my world, who is now crushing her business, has stepped into her highest timeline, is living out her purpose and dharma, and is changing so many lives along the way, to bring this incredibly real, actionable, inspiring conversation to all of you, whether you're interested in peptides, GLP-1s, entrepreneurship, sisterhood, breathwork, the quantum, healing trauma. We get into all of it today. And I just know that you're going to get as much life out of this interview as I did. Stephanie is the embodiment of life. She is a force. And so without further ado, here is my amazing conversation with Stephanie Gambetta. Stephanie, sister, welcome to my podcast.
I can't believe I'm here.
I can't believe you're here. I feel so honored that you came into my world, let alone like made it all the way to my show. You're such a fucking light.
Oh, I don't know. It's very surreal.
Well, there's so much that has happened since you and I met.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about it because what you're up to in the world is incredible. And I'm on the peptide train. I'm fascinated by the science of it all. But before we get into like all of the questions and the story, and I really want to hear what's transpired since Claim Your Light, I have to ask you the first question that I ask every one of my guests.
Okay.
Which is the spirit of the show, spiritual hustling. We're hustling in a new vibration. What are you spiritually hustling for right now?
To have a voice and make a difference.
Beautiful. You're fucking doing it.
Thanks.
I so see that in action. It's amazing to watch you. I remember the first time I met you.
It was on a Zoom.
It was a Zoom, but you were in your car.
Yeah.
And it was on your phone and I was on my computer. And you had reached out about coming to my retreat in Mexico, Claim Your Light. And I got off the phone with you and I called Megan, you know, my best friend who's my producer. And I'm like, she's like one of my favorite women I've ever seen come through my community. I swear to God.
I was in the Costco parking lot. Amazing.
And you ended up signing up.
And I remember that day too, because I was very much, if you remember, like I wanted my sister to come very badly.
Yes.
And so, but I hung up and I was like, oh, I'm going if my sister's coming or not. I'm going.
Like I felt that.
I hung up and I'm like, this is where I'm supposed to be.
It's so funny when you're like in the world of running an online community, that full heart yes.
Yeah.
It's got to be mutual.
Yes.
You know what I mean? No matter how big or small your audience is, like I work in a very intimate way with my containers.
Right.
And for me, it's all around frequency and energy. And there was such deep alignment from the very moment we met. I want to get into this experience that you had at Claim Your Light, because I feel so honored that that was clearly an opening for you and a springboard into some things. But you mentioned you were like, how did you first come across me? I don't even know.
It was so weird. Okay. So my boyfriend's born on 8/8.
Okay.
And so I was just kind of getting introduced to Lionsgate. I think it's when my world started opening up of kind of what else is out there, you know, and there's more. I've always been really spiritual, but I've never been tapped into any real energetic field, or I knew I had a gift. I knew I had something, but it was never something that was, I had the energy or I had someone to introduce me to. I knew there was something, but I was never tapped into it. So 8/8, my boyfriend's birthday. And I'm like, okay, he's very special to me and a special man, and was brought into my life for many, many reasons. And I think we have many lives together before this.
See, you are spiritual.
I know, but I wasn't quite sure how this all worked. So I'm looking at 8/8, and this beautiful woman pops into like my For You page, I think. I didn't follow you. I had no idea who you were. And you were hosting a 8/8 portal. Like you were going to come and talk about everything that Lionsgate was, and you were hosting a group of people, and I couldn't make it to it. And I don't remember why I couldn't make it, but I was like, who is this goddess? Like, what is this? And who is this goddess talking to me who knows so much? So then I start following you. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, all right, I see who she is. And I think she can teach me some things. Let me kind of see what else is going on. She's got a book out. You're just about to launch your book.
I was. Uh-huh. Yes,
exactly. I bought your book. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's going to be my first step. And then you talked about this retreat. And I will be honest, because this is really part of the story. I saw how much it costs. Uh-huh. And I said in my mind, fuck off, Jessica. Literally, I'm like, fuck totally. Off. Who's going to ask for this? Like, I literally, I remember where was my walk? And I was like, oh, that's really funny. So then I kept going on and I let it, and I was kind of disappointed and I let it go.
Sure.
Okay, well, then you come back in. And I don't know how you came back into my field, but it comes out again. And then there's a little voice that's like, don't be so quick to like let go of this. And I thought, well, I know my sister could afford something. And then I thought, and this was the biggest key, is that who are these other 18 women that are going to put this much down and their integrity, their heart, their soul, their financial, their time, all of it to value you? I want to meet these women. No offense to you. I wanted to meet you.
Well, it's also valuing themselves.
Yes.
Like they're there to value. They value me, but they don't come for me. You come right. for you.
So I was like, who are these? Like, I want to meet these women. And these women are going to I knew instantly like this group was going to help me decide. Because I was coming in with a decision I wanted to make. Mm-hmm. Did I want to launch this coaching business that I had already branded, already formed, spent all this money on, and had a failure to launch? And I remember my coach saying to me, Stephanie, when you're looking for certainty, it's when you're the least clear at all. Totally. And she reminded me of that on the trip because I wanted to come out with like, I'm either to launch this or I'm not. And my failure to launch was like really big. I had like all these excuses like, oh, I've got 6 kids in 2 different states and I worked so much when the kids were younger. And they, I mean, I had this story was going and going and going and going. But somehow I wanted to come there and have a clearer vision of kind of what it was. So I went there with a mission.
Yep.
And it came out very different.
I know you did. I know you. I know it did.
But I think I went in with the part of me that has led me in the wrong direction, you know, who is very much like linear, like 1 + 1 = 2. This is what you should do next. You've already spent this money and you've created a brand. So do this instead of the feeling of like, this is not aligning with me. Mm-hmm. This doesn't feel like it's like at all who I am. I feel like I'm trying to fit a square peg in a red hole, but I've done all these other things. So that was a very big story of the past. I'm 50. So I've started a bunch of business. I've done a lot of things and most of them were not in alignment.
Right. Wow. And you use the word linear.
Yes.
Which we all know, at least I believe, is an illusion, like linear time.
Yes.
Like 1 + 1 = 2 is 3D polarizing limits possibility. Like when you really understand that we live in quantum time and like multidimensional realities can be happening at once and how we expand what is our dimension, our right timeline is only possible when we get into alignment.
Yes.
So what you're talking about is big, really big. Can we go to like the breathwork moment at Claim Your Light? Because you came in with your sister. You guys were like, you came to play.
Well, let me show you what lead up. So there's something that led up to that breathwork. Because I've done a lot of time thinking about that moment. Because I'm the normal person in breathwork. I'm like, how much more time is left? Like I'm the person who is like not present, is very self-conscious.
So this was not your first time doing breathwork?
No.
Okay.
Nothing like what I experienced with you.
Yes.
But I think it started off, we went into Tulum and went to the caves, the Mayan caves that night.
Yes.
And we spent a lot of time in there. And we not only did like offerings by the fire, but we went and we did the whole sound bowl. And the most weird thing is I wasn't present in the sound bowl. I was kind of like, I'm tired. I want to go. Mm-hmm. My sister was crying next to me, trying to comfort her. But I was definitely like feeling something interesting. But I felt my Nana. I felt my grandma on my mom's side. And I remember saying to myself, well, this is so weird. My Nana's here. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Like she's here.
And you keep saying you're not spiritual. Go on.
But early, for backup. So earlier in that day, before we went there, we did the workshop where we did the triangles.
Yeah.
And I don't remember, I was super emotional and I'm not an emotional person, but I'm doing the triangles. If I say that, but usually I'm not very emotional. I'm doing the triangles. And I turned to Aaron, who's now become a really good friend. And I was like, so weird. I'm really emotional. We're doing this. Like I'm really emotional. I'm cutting and pasting and placing, you know, things on there. But what I was emotional about is I couldn't figure out how it was here. And it was really interesting. Like I said to the group, I said, I have this overwhelming feeling. I don't know how I got here. And it was like this overwhelming feeling of
like here in your life or here in the retreat,
physically in the retreat and here in my life. It was the two things. Like, I think a lot of it was like physically, like for me to be at that retreat physically, like I'd moved myself from Hawaii. I had been getting divorced. I'd done so many things. I've been talking about going to a retreat. I just couldn't believe I actually had like pulled the trigger. I was here. And then like, how am I with this amazing group of women? I was overwhelmed with like, how am I here? And I think that's where it started. My emotional thing of like, how am I here? There's something bigger going on. I don't know. So then I moved to the cave and then I feel my Nana. I'm like, interesting, but you know, whatnot.
Wake up the next morning and I feel her again before the breath work. I go, this is so weird. And I'm like, Nana's here again. All right. Hi, Nana. And she's my mom's mom from the East Coast. Super gnarly woman. like in a great way, but she's hard on me. East Coaster, smoked, loved the New York Giants, had a double mastectomy. So she was, my whole life I saw her as like having like concave chest.
Wow.
And just, I looked at her like as this like powerhouse and I loved her. As much as she was hard on me, like I lived in Hawaii and I had a tutu in Hawaii and she was in the East Coast. And like anytime she called or I called or I went to college because I could be closer to her. She was just this like, she was some sort, I looked up to her in some way, as crazy as she was, she had a big impact on my life. So it wasn't strange that she came in, but I don't really remember her coming in to my realm that often in that sense.
And then we start, props to Rebecca, my yoga teacher and holotropic breathwork practitioner who I bring to every retreat. There's something about Rebecca that you kind of can't put into words.
Yeah.
She holds the most expansive breathwork space I've ever seen. And you, myself, Megan, we support Rebecca during breathwork. So we go over to the entire group,
see it.
Like holding, touching, moving energy, like basically being her like sidekick shamans, but not really like helping the group move through whatever energy is coming up. And yeah, we see it. And you had a full on breakthrough in the, it's not my story to tell. What happened to you in that moment? What was going on?
Oh my gosh. So from what I remember, I mean, I remember a lot of it. I mean, it was actually something that I remember a ton of, but I remember just like leaning really quickly, getting into it and getting into the breath and then realizing like I had all this energy and I was like shaking my, I was this energy I had to release. And I was started to sweat and cry. And the first, I started visualizing very quickly. And the first thing that I saw was my children, my girls, my daughter and my other daughter, so Madeline and Michaela. And we had these auras around us and it's like beautiful yellow light, white light. And they were kind of near me and I'm crying and I'm telling them sorry that I got divorced her dad. And I'm sorry that I moved from Hawaii. And I had just so much sad, I'm going to cry now.
Me too.
So much sadness and shame and pain and like what I had put them through. And they were the opposite. They were like, oh my gosh, mom, like we're wonderful. Like we're brave. We're here. Like they were making me feel like move through this. Like we got you. There's no need to hang on to this any longer. Like this is our journey and we're happy and we love where we live and we love that you're happy. And so like, it was them actually like taking care of me in this moment as I was like sharing just how much pain and sadness and that I had around this, around the divorce and what I've felt like I had done to them. It wasn't their choice. You know, this was something that I had chosen. So I don't know if you or Megan came to me at that point, but I think anytime someone kind of came and either held me or made me feel like I was okay, I moved to a different
position. I remember this. Yeah.
And something else kind of came. So there were three different places that I went in this 90 minutes. So then the next place that I remember going, same energy, same light, same yellow and white, and it, but it was me and my partner. So JP and I were here and now we have six kids. So I've got two, he's got four. And we were at this point in the visualization, we're kind of above them here and they're all kind of below us. And my girls now are taking care of his kids and telling them that we're all okay, you know, and that we're all one and that it's the king and the queen and all of us and we're here and we're one unit. And like, it was just my girls healing his kids.
Wow.
And us just all together. Just this one unit and just lots of love, but tears, but like healing. But it was really my girls that had taken from the first thing and then been like, no, I'm healing everybody. Mm. Like we're good.
Mm.
So I'm there and then it gets crazy. So the last piece is my grandma, my Nana comes and she is bright. And she is this like globe of, I don't know what, it was not her, but it was her energy. It was yellow and white. And she comes into my chest and she's like in my body and I'm laying there. And I think that's why when I'm like,
you were shaking. Yes.
Very much. And like very sweaty. I mean, I just remember being like very, very, and she's like, stop playing small. And
holy
she's like, you are me. And she's like, I got you. Knock it off. Like, stop it. Stop being this woman. Like you have a voice. Use it. You have something to say. And like, cause she was that woman, like knock it off. She wasn't being like cool and like cuddly. She was being like kind of aggressive of like, I'm with you this whole time and you need to stop this. Stop it. and you got a message and like you saw me and you thought I was brave. And I cried with her for her like deformities. And I cried with her because she had like to be so strong. Like I don't have those deformities. You know, I can have a voice. Like, what am I hiding about? You know, and here's this woman had like so much to overcome and she lived a proud life. And so I was like, shit. All right. I mean, so at this point, I don't know what's going on, but I do remember at that point kind of coming out of it and everyone leaving the room. Like the circle had already happened, people leaving the room. And my personality is the second someone would be like, time to gather up. I'd be like, okay. Like the little soldier. I didn't hear anything.
I remember.
I didn't know that it was done. And then I remember Rebecca coming over and you guys, and she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, no. You can explain what happened. But I mean, at the time, I had no idea.
I mean, you could tell that you, well, you know, breath work takes you into a different set of like a state of consciousness where you can truly, it opens up your third eye, your pineal gland. It activates all different parts of your brain that are typically not online. And it takes a good, you know, 30 minutes, 40 to accelerate. And I felt like you, the second it started, like went right in and then it just kept expanding. And you could just tell you were shaking, you were sweating, you were moving in different positions. You were having like serious energy. I could see it physically moving through you. And what I will say to you is like, I said to you from the beginning of this conversation, when I met you on that phone in fucking Costco, I was like, she's so bright. But when you sat up from that breathwork session, it's the woman that I'm looking at right now. Like you transformed, something cleared, like energetic density and a blocking of your aura, even though you were already so bright. Yeah. It was like you sat up and you were being reborn.
Yes.
And like anyone knows, going through a birth canal, it's bloody, it's messy, it's like, it's painful. And I could tell that there was like exquisite pain happening in your body, but exquisite like ecstasy and like love, I should say, and just a ton of clearing is what felt like was coming through. Even though you were still in it, I was like, she just left something really intense, right? Like behind.
Yeah.
And we knew you were going to be okay. Like I was so proud and so grateful that had happened to you. And what's so amazing is like you came in and wanting one thing.
Yeah.
And then the universe gave you what you really needed because of all of the women in that space and everyone had a big experience. Like you definitely had the biggest.
Yeah.
And it felt, I was just happy for you.
Thank you.
I mean, happy for you.
The crazy thing is I still didn't know, right? Because I didn't really know what had happened. So I go up to my room, journaling, I'm writing. And then I'm like, okay, well, I need a room. I call my mom first because it was my grandma. She doesn't answer, leaving her this message. I call my boyfriend. He had done a mushroom journey by 8 weeks before. And so I was kind of like, maybe this is similar. I don't know. I didn't know, like, whatever. So I didn't reach either one of them, but I journaled. And then I messaged my coach and I read my journal. Cause I'm like, I want to read this now while it's fresh so we can revisit this at some point. Cause it's too much, but like, I don't want to forget what I wrote and whatnot. So I read it to her. And then I think I walked the beach and we had our closing stuff and whatnot and retreat. Everyone kind of left and I was spending another 2 nights. JP was going to town and then I meet Natalie. And now when I say meet her, like there were 18 women. So you spend certain amount of time with certain women. And then all of a sudden, and I hadn't spent much time with Natalie. We were like the two left in the room. So we start talking about what she does and kind of what I do as a health coach. We kind of talked about maybe trading some stuff and it was great. We kind of left it at that. So fast forward the next day, I get sick, like physically, really, really sick, like out of the blue. Like all of a sudden, I got into my bed. Mm. You know, the sickness where like your eye mask is here.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm too weak to get my eye mask.
Yeah. Ooh.
Much less how I'm gonna get back to LA.
Oh, shit.
So Natalie messaged me. My boyfriend's like, oh my God, what is happening with her? Cause I'm like, I don't, and this was sick. And so she messaged me. I'm like, oh, girlfriend, I'm sick. She was, oh, you're not sick. She's like, your body's catching up to where your soul went. I hadn't talked to her the entire retreat, a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And now this woman is completely there for me and guiding me. And she goes, oh, this is where you were at. Say this, this, and this, and that. She had sent me all this stuff to say that night. She was trying to get some food in you and say this stuff out loud tonight and tomorrow morning and you'll be fine. I mean, when I say I'm so sick, I was like, okay, I'm really sick, but whatever. So I get some soup in me, go downstairs. I say my stuff. I go to bed.
And yeah.
Fine.
Right. Of course.
Jess, I went into Tulum that day and formed Loop.
Okay. I was just, thank you for the segue. Cause I was like, oh, I have full body chills.
Yeah.
You went into Tulum that day and you formed Loop.
Yep.
So magic is real.
Yes.
The quantum exists and you are your grandmother's greatest dream.
Oh, thank you.
I shared that on Instagram. Like as you were talking, it's like the generations of women that came before us, if they only had the privileges and the freedoms that we have today to create anything we want to create, it's like we are doing it for them. We're walking the path that they had to endure that we now get to thrive in.
Yeah.
You know, so all that to say, Loop. Okay. Cause I haven't seen you since January.
Yes.
And, but I follow you very closely and I watched you. It felt like you felt like energetically when I picture you in my mind, like this is like a trampoline. And then you like left and something happened, which you just fucking explained. And then all of a sudden you like shot out over like a canyon and are now like on a fucking unicorn, like doing your dharma. Like I feel like if your energy is so big and aligned and bright around your business, which is not what you came into the retreat to do. So tell us about Loop, how it was birthed in Tulum and what's happening with it now, because I know so many magical things are aligning for you all the time. And then we'll get into like all things peptides because I have a lot of questions for you on that.
I got you. So it's interesting when I got to the airport and I meet Erin for the retreat. And here's this like 6-foot goddess. And she's got like a crown of pearls in her head.
Uh-huh.
And I shove in my workout clothes, you know, and I put some thought into this retreat because I thought these 18 women are going to be like badasses. Like I had my outfits laid out very kind of unlike me. I was like, I'm going to show up my best like person. And I walk in and I see Erin. I'm like, look at my outfit. I was like, I should have just been up for the plane.
Steph, you look gorgeous.
I loved her.
Every moment.
I mean, that's kind of what I do anyway. But we talked about peptides and the second I got into the car with her, because she was on some peptides in New York and nothing had really worked for her, but we were just dabbling. And then I realized the entire retreat, all I was talking about was peptides, like between each woman or asking or our group tables, you know, and it was just still like peptides weren't talked about like they are now. It was just kind of start of the like little tickle of like kind of what teaser of like, what are peptides? Like people were using it, but it was quiet. It was not all over social media. It's kind of like, if you knew, but it wasn't like, tell me about this. And it was towards the end of the retreat that Erin's like, girlfriend, you need to do like a coaching on peptides. Like you light up, this is what you're into. So it was in the back of my brain that, God, I've been on fire talking about this, like confidently. Like it felt like it was part of my alignment. Like it was part of all of everything that had led before to now with my health coaching and what it would just, and I was really confident about it. Like it was, I felt like I really owned the space and I was still somewhat new in it, but it was like, I had a message to give. So I knew that. And before the retreat, my boyfriend had said to me, he's like, there's something here, Steph. Like we should like, you know, why don't we talk to so-and-so? So I'd had a little bit in my background of like, maybe there's a way we could do this. So we go into Tulum and we start talking about the name of our company. And Loop comes out and we talk about just this infinity sign, how life is supposed to be in flow, right? And it's everlasting and it doesn't end. And so we had a couple of different versions and then we're sketching it out. So we got back to the hotel and we were on the patio of the hotel where all this happened and we're sketching all the different logos. And our logo today, I got a woman out of New York last weekend when I was there for a conference and she's like, and she's a branding person. She goes, I love your logo and your brand so much. Who designed it?
You guys did.
We did.
No, your logo is fire.
Thank you.
And it's really true. It speaks to the power of brand. There's something when you hit it and you can get an icon right, and like the right font type. I mean, I'm a brand snob. I've been doing this forever. It matters. And everyone go look at Loop's logo to know what we're talking about. But it's really, it does. It makes you remember it.
And what's interesting is since then we've had some branding people come in and I don't like anything. And I'm like, we're just like, let's just like, it's not broken.
Don't fix
it. There's a reason for it. Like, and it's part of the story and it's bold. It says a lot. And so, so it was done. And then we just kind of went running, I guess, and not sure, like we were building the plane in the air, as my boyfriend likes to say.
That's what every entrepreneur does.
Yes. We're building the plane in the air and trying to figure out like, how do you do, you know, telehealth with, if you don't have doctors in different states. And we had to navigate a lot of things. So let's circle back to Natalie, because there's a lot of players, and I don't think you know this, of women who are in the retreat that are played a big role in Loop. which is really wild.
I don't know this.
Yes. So Natalie and I are just talking a little bit. I'm health coaching her. And so she's doing some stuff with me and she's like, oh, Stephanie, like your chart right now, like you need to go and you need to go fast. She said, the alignment of, she goes, I don't think I've ever seen something like this. Like you need to go very, very, very fast. And she was right because now we see what's happened. And I don't know if it was just that and everything else, but we went really fast and we just started plugging and just the, my team, I have 10 employees who've I've called.
You have 10 employees already?
Yes.
Okay. Continue.
Who've come into my life. Like my business partner from Hawaii, who I owned a Bar Method studio is like.
Wait, like let's just, sorry. You started this in February. Yes. It's not even, it's October.
Yeah.
So in less than 8 months, you've built an organization with 10 employees.
Well, yeah, we have a supplement line that's about to come out. I mean, it's, we've been going really fast. Yeah. But all of it, Jess, has been called in. Like that's the
well,
people,
in
the players, the like, even the supplement line, like the person who's doing with us, you're like, where did you come from?
Wow.
You know, and just so aligned with the administration right now and has like every piece of integrity for a supplement line that I would want with like the right certifications on all of it. Like we didn't have to look. So it's from that to the people to like, it's just been this like divine. It's hard for me to, it doesn't make sense sometimes, but it's beautiful.
Well, okay. It is beautiful. And it does make sense because you're in alignment, but can we just crack into, because I have a lot of women who are building businesses.
Yeah.
I mean, you are just such an incredible case study on what happens when we choose ourselves. We take the leap. We trust the unknown.
Yeah.
We let go of old stories and identities. We get into alignment. We trust the universe.
Yeah.
And like it does work like this. Like I teach this and it's hard to teach it. And it's another thing to like live it and be the embodiment of it. At the same time, I want to understand, what do you think from a business perspective has been so, what have been some of the biggest needle drivers and movers in the business to scale that fast? Like, can we get into that?
Yeah. I think the first thing I can swear on this is not
you
giving
can a, fucking swear
not,
all you want.
Not giving a fuck. I was so private. I was a private Instagram. Anything I put on Instagram, I felt like I was an imposter. Like it just didn't rest. So to go to switch to public and just to go out there, I mean, I had my girls being like, what are you doing?
That's what I was saying when I was like, you were on this baby trampoline and you jumped a canyon. Now you're on a unicorn. Like you are so public. You are so bright. You are. It's like you were born for this though. It's like
well,
you were really,
well,
you would never guess you were invisible before.
What's interesting is, so my human design. So I was working in human design kind of before this and she was you need me, Mara Sinclair. She's amazing.
Okay.
And she was very clear with me. She's like, you know, you're not supposed to coach one-on-one. Like you have this voice and you're supposed to use it and you have a mission. You're supposed to be big and loud. One-on-one coaching is not what you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to speak to a larger audience. I'm like, I am not having a podcast. I am not going on stage. I am not going. I wish everything made me just go, absolutely not. Maybe another time in my life. So I already had that knowing that like, there is something inside of you. And then I have another really weird thing. And I say this to very close people to me, but I'm going to say it to you today because it's part of this whole story is I get told a lot, you remind me exactly of somebody that I know. I get it a lot. And so I thought maybe in my past life, I was famous. Or maybe in my past life, I had a voice because it's too often that someone's like, God, you are like exactly, like it's like they recognize me somewhere or something, something like that. And so I thought maybe. And recently someone's like, well, no, it's because you can live in many places. Like this is part of you. And like, when I'm saying famous, I'm not saying a famous person, but someone who actually is speaking and has conviction and has a message and a purpose.
And was well known.
And is known for something.
Yeah.
And so it starts slowly kind of make sense of like, hey, I'm just stepping into who I've always been or I am, but in this minute or this last my first 50 years of this existence on earth and this life, I couldn't find that person. I was super lost. I was very lost. And so to actually find like, it's actually kind of crazy, feels good. And as much as my kids are like, this is so uncomfortable. Like, what are you doing? I'm like, just hang in there with me. Like, this is going to make sense. And even my social media person, like she plays a whole role in all this. Like I literally called a friend and she had been on like some TV stuff when I was trying to do my first business and be like, do you have someone who can like do videos and great photographer? And I need some new stuff. And she's like, oh yeah, this is my person and whatnot. So she comes and she's on the phone with me and she's just asking me like so many questions about myself. And I'm like, I've never done a photo shoot with someone so invested in me. comes down and has this mood board with me and like just saw me and did so much stuff. And so when I came to her and I'm like, you're going to think this is crazy after the treatment. Like, I'm going in this different direction. Do you want to come with me? Wow. And so she basically had never done social media and does all my stuff. We shoot for 2 hours once a week. That's it. And then she edits them and it's all like, whatever. It's off the cuff. We don't do more than one take really, unless it's the peptide thing and I say the wrong thing. But for the most part, like I just stopped caring,
which is a strategy.
Yeah.
All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that you know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth. Your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And MicroFlow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. MicroFlow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. MicroFlow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Christy Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle. And then there's Surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take Surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian Blue Lotus, which Christy says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Christy's full 4-hour guided breath work experience for free. MicroFlow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using MicroFlow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends and do not miss Christy's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now. All right, you guys, we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics, which is clothes. Now, listen, hear me out when I say this. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Okay, sit with that for a second. And let's talk about my sister, Tali Kogan. All right, many of you know who she is. She's been my stylist for over 10 years, but she is not just a stylist. She is an activation, a fashion alchemist, and a true soul whisperer. Tali helps women from across the country embody their next level. Yes, through style, activating the manifesting power of what you wear and how you feel every single day when you walk out of your closet. Whether you're stepping into a rebrand, launching your next big offer, or are simply tired of hiding behind the same 3 comfortable outfits, okay? She is the woman that you call. I've worked with Tali for over a decade, and she is the magic behind my signature style. I never go to an event, host a retreat, do a brand shoot without consulting with her. And she has not just changed how I dress, she's changed how I see myself. It's impacted not just my confidence and my energy, which is true, but my entire business. Her signature 2-day experience is called Calling Forth the Queen, which is a luxurious soul-led styling and photo shoot journey for the woman who is ready not just for a new wardrobe, but for an entirely new identity. You'll leave with countless styled looks for speaking engagements, podcast interviews, travel, and everyday life, plus over 100 stunning, high-end editorial brand photos to use across your platform. And yes, I said 100. If you've been feeling the nudge to elevate your brand, your identity, your entire life, babe, this is your sign. Head to tollykogan.com to book your transformational session right now, because as Tali often says, you can have anything you want in life if you dress for it. It's true. Mention Jessica when you book your Calling Forth the Queen session and receive your own crown, a complimentary Malkari jewelry stack of 3 pieces styled just for you, valued at over $750. Yep. When you mention the word Jessica, when you book your Calling Forth the Queen session, you're going to receive $750 of Malkari jewelry just because you came from my community. So head to tollykogan.com today and step forth into your inner queen.
And I want to say, for anyone that is listening,
yeah,
what you just said about at 50 years old, which by the way, I can't believe we're 50, yes, but at the end of the day, every one of us feels at some point or another that it's too late.
Yes.
That we missed our boat, that we're too old, that the space has changed, the algorithms too saturated, whatever the fuck the story might be. And the fact that you decided to double down on your innate design at 50,
yeah,
is fucking inspiring. And I think, I hope, gives a lot of people a kick in the ass and hope,
yeah,
that like it is never too late. Because I didn't know you until Claim Your Light. But when I hear you say like, I was none of these things, I was never interested in being a social media on stage, didn't want to be on podcasts, and now look at you, like it's a completely different timeline.
100%.
It's a completely different timeline. So like not giving a fuck. So doing like the podcast, the social, like doubling down.
Right.
What have also, because you sell, it's a telehealth.
Yeah. A form of telehealth.
Form of
and
telehealth.
And I can explain to what it is.
Yeah. I want to understand your business model a little bit more, how you drive revenue, how you got it to pop, aside from the greatest strategy of all time, which is fucking being yourself and not giving a shit. And then we'll, again, talking about the science of peptide. So let's go back to the business.
Right.
And how's the business model set up, yep, and how are you growing the client base?
So I was very clear. I'm not a doctor, mm-hmm, and I'm not a nurse, and mm-hmm, I'm not going to go on social media and pretend that I'm any of those things, because that did not feel authentic.
Sure.
And so I thought, okay, I want to form a company where I have doctors and nurses that work for me. And I'm the voice, and I can coach you because I'm a good coach. And I've been on so many peptides, and I can talk with the pillars of health, and I can do everything that can support it. But like when I come to like reading blood work and figuring out what peptides are for you, that's not my wheelhouse. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to hire these smart doctors and nurses and kind of create this. I'm like, okay, now this is the problem. Like, how does telehealth work? This is a little more complicated. I'm literally in Colorado with my boyfriend, and we are like whitewalling it, like being like whiteboarding it. Like my parents are like, this is crazy. Like, how is this going to work? And so
how
we
you
realized,
build a business. Amazing.
And this is right before AI really popped. Like let's use AI, and the doctors, they're doctors and they're nurses, and they've been in this industry for a long time, but they're acting as educators, not doctors. So they're clients and they're not patients.
Got it.
Very different.
Got it. Great.
So AI is reading the blood work.
Oh,
and
wow.
AI is creating your peptide plan with marrying your goals. And we've actually put together the craziest AI. So now we have it on our page. If you go, you can just go and put anything about peptides into theloopway.com, and it'll be like, it will be basically your coach, your doctor, everything. We fed it more than ever needs to know, and we keep growing that. So in itself, you can go to our educational page and just feel like, even if you can't afford a doctor, you could put your own blood work up in there.
Really?
You can do whatever you want to do and figure out kind of your
wow
own thing. But the doctor path is really the way to go, because there's a human component, and
sure,
AI creates a plan. The doctor goes in and kind of looks at everything and combines everything and kind of sees, okay, what plug and play as an educator. And the client comes in, and they really, because the goals are just as important as the blood work. The blood work like tells a deeper story that you might not really understand. And it's also like starting point in the
right
sense of like, wait till 6 months and you do your blood work again.
Because that's the real fun part, because the juice is in the, I mean, you see it. I mean, yeah. The proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
You see your numbers change. You see your cholesterol change. You see your lipids change. You see so much actually change. So I encourage, not everybody will do it, but I encourage them to go through that process, because then you get a plan, right? So you sit down and you're like, okay. And your blood work tells you one thing and your goals tell you the other. And oftentimes my doctors and I work together and say, I think sometimes the goals might be more important than the blood work, because someone just needs to start somewhere, right? And if you really are like, I just feel terrible in my body and I'm inflamed and all these things, well, let's just deal with that first. Mm-hmm. Then I'll deal with your mitochondria.
Right, right.
Then I can deal with, like, you know, how healthy are you from getting sick all the time? Like, let's work on your immunity. The stuff that's not sexy. Most people want to start off with the sexy stuff, because it's like, I want to like feel good.
Lose and weight.
I want
to have my skin be better.
And
totally.
I want to see, do these peptides work?
Right.
And so I'm much more like, okay, there's a little bit of a sales process in there where I'm like, I want the client to see that this works. Like, I can take Epithalin. It's the most studied peptide out there. And I felt nothing, but I know peptides. I know it works. I'll do it 3 times a year and it's going to help my telomeres and it's going to make me live longer. Do I feel anything? Absolutely not. Do I know? I just trust it, but it's because I know peptides. I'll give you peptides that you will know will work right away. And that's kind of what I want a client to feel, because then you're like, I'm sold. Like, if you give them the sex peptide,
yeah,
PT151, and you ask if it works, I will tell you stories, girls. It works. And my stories are really embarrassing. I've told them online. It really works. But sometimes I'm like, give this to your husband if they're actually wondering if this works or not. And it works for men and women. I mean, how great is that?
Yeah.
I mean, we're at this menopause conference in New York. And there's like, you name the doctor who's written books. One doctor talked about peptides, one of the entire thing. And we're talking about how Viagra is like the most funded pharmaceutical out there. Billions of dollars for men. There's nothing for women. And I want to be like, we have something that helps women and it's very cheap, you know? And so it's just starting. But back to kind of the whole vision of it, is that I wanted to start with doctors and nurses and I want to be legit. I didn't want to be, I'm not an influencer, but I didn't want to be on someone online just being like, I'm now in peptides and this is how they work, and message me peptides and I will send you all the information. I was like, no.
Really? People do that?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
just kidding.
And so that's kind of how it started. And then we ended up ironically finding some of the wonderful people who know a lot more than I do. Super smart. We keep helping them get educated. They go to lots of all the conferences. And I went to one recently, which was fascinating. And you just realize that there's been so many case studies that have been used with peptides for the last 15, 20 years. And these doctors want to share. And that's why doctors have a practice. And I didn't know this word practice. They're practicing medicine. It's not an exact science.
Mm.
And you think with peptides, right? Everyone's like, well, we don't know. It's no different than medicine, except right. you're not putting a pill on you that's from China that says at the end of the day, you might have diarrhea and death.
Right.
I mean, if you look at all the things that they say at the end of some of these things, you're like, no one ever tell you with a peptide that you might die.
No, it's true. Well, actually, beautiful segue is, again, let's define what is a peptide.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so a peptide is just a chain of amino acids.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about that, we are formed with 200,000 peptides in our bodies, right? Uh-huh. So anytime you inject a peptide, so we're talking about injections right now, your body recognizes the amino acid chain, right? So it's like, I'm going to compare it to like a thyroid medicine. Like, I'm on a synthetic thyroid medicine. So when I take a thyroid medicine, what it does for me is it replaces my thyroid. It does the work for my sluggish thyroid. It doesn't tell my thyroid, get to work. It's replacing my thyroid. So the longer I'm on it, my thyroid's going, I don't even need to work. Like, right. I can just lay on the couch because I've got this synthetic drug in my system doing the work for me. A peptide is the opposite. So the peptide goes and says, okay, what receptor is this supposed to stimulate and put to work? And so it recognizes it, and that's what it does. So it enhances and optimizes what you already have in your body. So I want to talk about GLPs only because everyone's like, let's talk about the GLP, the dirty little.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
And I think they're fantastic. And
me too.
What I want to talk about them is it gets a bad rap because, and it's not the doctor's fault. It's not Hollywood's fault. It's just when they first came on the scene, they're always used for obesity. They've been great. They've been used for the last 20 years very, very well to help with weight loss, diabetes. So all of a sudden doctors have been like, wow, oh my gosh, it really helps with weight loss. It's not just if you're diabetic. And we also need to make money. Practices with doctors we know gets harder and harder with insurance and whatnot. And so all of a sudden they have this drug that they can charge a lot for. People kind of get dependent on. And they don't know a lot about. And so when you go to the doctor, and bless their hearts, I love doctors. They got 15 minutes with you.
That's right.
And they're usually 15 minutes late and someone's knocking on their door because they need to see their next client. So they're not going into all the other things that are side effects of these GLPs and really how to use them. They're like, oh, it's not working anymore. Take more. It's not working anymore. Take more. And so unfortunately, they're not putting the lifestyle together that you need to add to the GLPs. And they hadn't studied like all the other benefits of being on a really, really low dose. And so all of a sudden women, and part of my practice now is bringing women down and men, but you're on these really, really high dosages. And when I say like a microdose, if you think of a syringe unit, that's 50 units.
Yeah.
Okay, a syringe that you're just using with a little, little needle. A microdose is like a 5 units of a syringe. These doses are syringe and a half that people are on. And so you can understand how it got out of control.
Right.
And then you're on it and you're scared because all of a sudden you're lost a lot of weight and you feel good about yourself, or you've lost too much weight and you have no muscle. And
yes.
It's a racket.
Totally.
And people are scared of it.
And thank you for breaking that down and I've seen you talk about it on social media. And like my mom, first of all, in the last couple of years, she was pre-diabetic, 79 years old, like was about to be diagnosed with diabetes. She got on GLP-1s and she lost 35 pounds and she's no longer pre-diabetic. Yeah. I mean, my mom will probably live longer because of that, right? I was inflamed. Yeah. I had a ton of issues with my gut and my candida. I had chronic sinus infections during my entire 30s. I was literally sick for 10 years. I had surgery on my sinuses. And the moral of that story is I was probably on 20 rounds of antibiotics in my 20s or my 30s. Steroids.
So your gut is just
Augmentin. My gut is wrecked. And so I've had to do a lot of healing around inflammation.
Yeah.
And so I was introduced to GLP-1s a couple of years ago. I microdose it. Yeah. I'm very open about it. And it has allowed me to like come back into like right size harmony with my body. Yeah. And I fucking have muscle and I love to eat food. And like, I just want to like be super candid about that. I've talked about it a little bit on social media, but I feel like it has over-indexed in being abused.
Yes.
Which should be addressed, but it has such beautiful life-changing effects for so many people.
Yeah.
My husband has been on it.
Yeah.
Because he stopped drinking alcohol.
Yeah.
And he had a sugar addiction.
Yeah.
Like that was the next thing he went to. And he was like, and I don't want to, you know, gain belly fat from it. And he makes this joke whenever he takes his supplement. Yeah. He's like, Ozempic. Like he'll say it in the kitchen.
Yes.
So fucking funny. But he's like, cut back on sugar. He gets up 3 times a week and works out with his trainer. He's looks super fit. No one's emaciated. Like, right. It's just something to really, I think, claim as a gift.
And your mind is clear. I think there's
there's
part
so many
of your
other
mind,
benefits than just the weight loss. No.
And from an autoimmune. So I had this girl, Jess Hudson, on my podcast, who's amazing. She almost died of Lyme.
Wow.
Poor kid, seven years of Lyme. And she found my company through a friend, and she's like, and kind of, this is in the beginning. And so she was able to like screenshot before I put my logo on it, where I got them from. And so, cause she couldn't afford to put anything in her body that wasn't as pure.
Right.
She's one of the top Lyme doctors in New York, and she does all the things. I mean, she's a hyperbaric and she doesn't drink and she's gluing. She just like, I do all the things. So I call him and say, hey doc, what do you think about me trying this microdose? I want to try it from an inflammation standpoint. And he's like, Jess, cause you do everything else, go for it. And like, tell me how it is. Mm-hmm. 10 weeks later, she calls him and she's like, I have never felt better in my entire life. And she can't afford to lose a pound. And she's like, all my inflammation is cleared from my brain.
Right.
I can think. My body feels amazing. I can exercise. I can run around with my kids.
Your digestion's
better. And he goes, Jess, it's so interesting. We're now doing it. Standard protocol for every single Lyme patient is on a microdose of GLP.
And has nothing to do with weight loss.
Nope. And that's what the future is going to be.
Wow.
And that's what I want to talk about, was like Alzheimer's and just what it's doing for your brain and just being so much better with insulin resistance. And so I talk about it because it's so easy and I get hate sometimes, which is completely fine. But I'm saying at the end of the day, like look in the mirror, like why are you judging anyone? It's a tool. Mm. It's no different than a personal trainer or a chef or somebody taking, I don't know, B12 vitamins.
Right.
Like it's a tool. You're just using it to optimize your body in whatever way you want. And so from a judgment standpoint, you know, I just say like as women and men, like we need to stop judging each other. And that's, I want to be a health advocate of just saying like, if you're choosing to take your health into your own hands, good for you. You know, share it with a friend, talk about it. Like we should all feel the best we felt.
Right.
And the amount of women that come to me just crying and like hug me and go, I never thought I could feel good again.
Wow.
And they're off their SSRs, you know, and they're getting off of the stuff that was enabling, you know, they were thinking, this is all I had, or I'm not drinking as much, or I'm not drinking at all anymore, or I don't have a food addiction. Like, the food noise is gone. I get in my car and I'm like happy driving to the grocery store. And my kids are like, Mom, why are you so happy? You know, and then I say, like, what's the difference if someone wants to lose 5 or 10 pounds versus 40? You still don't feel good in your jeans.
Exactly.
So who are you to say that that person shouldn't use it as a tool, but that person should use it as a tool? And I can provide it where it's affordable. And that's where I think the whole big pharma thing kind of comes into play, where, you know, what happened in 2020 and what's happening now, people are really saying, like, hey, listen, like, I need to take my health into my own hands. And like, there's a reason why I should be able to get affordable healthcare and not paying $1,200 for my tirzepatide. That's ridiculous. And when in Europe, where they're from, it's 200. So I feel like there's enough people now behind it who are having voices. I mean, I get censored. My Instagram gets on pause every...
Really?
Oh, it's nuts.
Wow, babe.
You've got to be very, like...
You do.
Careful how you talk. And
it's anti-system.
Yes. And to say we have free speech is bullshit. We don't.
Yeah.
And you're just talking about amino acids. I mean, we're talking about these little chains.
We're talking about, and like my friend Christy Nault, who's been on my podcast before, like, has been shadow banned for talking about microdosing psilocybin.
Yes.
Like, it's the deep state meta. It's owned by the Matrix. That's a whole other conversation.
Yes.
But just keep going, because like, it cuts through. And I look at women in your space, like, I run in a kind of slightly safer lane, even though I will talk about aliens. I talk mainly about business and like spirituality. But it is, I think, I just had Marianne Williamson come in and speak to my feminine frequency business community. And she said, if you're only getting applause, you're not talking loud enough. So
thank you.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I had a funny, I tell this story. I think it's really funny. It was on 4th of July, and kind of talked about how you, like, you looked at my Instagram and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah.
You know, I had someone who's like fighting cancer, and she gets out of the hospital and she goes, where have I been? No, like, I just look so at you now. But I walk into my friend's house, and I love her husband, and he speaks the truth, and he's hard on me in great ways. And when we first met, he told me he had no room for any other friends.
Wow.
And he's at my 50th birthday saying how much he loves me. I mean, just a great man who, you know, anyway, long story short, we walk and he's like, oh my God, your Instagram. She goes, people must hate you.
I take that as a compliment.
Right, and I start laughing and go, you know what, Jeff? I'd hate me too.
Yeah.
And sometimes I laugh at myself, be like, oh, I'm so annoying. But you know, I show up
that's
every day.
So meta, and like meta meaning like meta conscious. That's so powerful to say about yourself.
You have fun with it. And if, you know, you have enough people that like, thank you. And then the people that like, roll your eyes or follow you just because they're like, I'm watching a train wreck. I'm kind of like, all of it. I'm here for all of it. Like, whatever
Steph,
it is.
Yeah, I'm here for it all day long. You are so in your genius and you're so on mission. You can like, thank you for like being here and being the living example of like what I truly try and teach every woman that I coach, every woman that I touch to the best of my ability at its core. It's like the strategy is being yourself.
Yes.
That's it. Like the strategy is unapologetically zero fucks given, living your light, being in alignment as yourself. And you can create and manifest and expand anything from that place. And you were like the walking testimony of this for me as a woman that like came through my world.
Oh my God. I mean, you literally launched me. I mean, you came into my vortex through 8-8 and then like spit me out into as like a different human being. I mean, I'm so different.
You are so different.
And it's so, I don't want to say weird because weird is not even the right word to describe it. It's just hard to believe.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for you, Jess. I'm so grateful.
I'm so grateful for you.
You know,
I
feel and to live a life where like I'm doing what I love. Like every single day, I'm so happy that I get to do this. I'm happy that I'm here with my daughter. I'm happy that like the world, I saw someone on social media and it actually really resonated with me. She goes, you know, when you're private and you're small, your world is really small. And when you're brave enough to open it up and put yourself out there and say, I don't care what people think, like the amount of people and energy that have come into my life, the women that have come into my life since I've just been like, here I am, like me or not, has been, and it's just starting. I mean, I just, you feel it. And what the different organizations I'm getting asked to be part of and be in, and just like, I'm so grateful. And I think, God, if I played small and scared, where would I be? I'd be really unhappy. Like I'd still, and I, not that I was really unhappy. I knew I was stuck. I was really, really stuck.
I'm just taking that in. Like, and I want people to let that land. Cause yeah. what you're really walking a teaching, you know, and you are the student to your own teachings. I often say that, like, we're always practicing our own curriculum, but you've really stepped out. And I don't think you realize how many women you inspire and what you choosing yourself has done to give other people the courage to take action and give them the permission to really be themselves. Don't ever take that for granted, Steph.
I hope so.
No, I know so. And like, thank you for saying, like, I was a part of this journey, and I know that was a very pivotal, just to bring it full circle, to claim your light moment for you. You have done this work and you took it and you ran with it and you get up every morning and you make shit happen. And like, I'm so honored that I say, like, I have like a fingerprint on it, but like, it's all you.
Babe. Jess, you are the fingerprint on it. Hello, you're my story.
I love you.
Yeah, me too.
I have just a few quick fire questions to ask you. I could talk to you, like, actually, okay. I'm going to add one quick fire question to the few that I have, because I want to double click really quickly one more into peptides.
Yeah.
Okay. So first quick fire question, aside from GLP-1s, what are your other three top favorite peptides?
I actually had an issue where it was April and I had burnout because I went like this, right? And all of a sudden I got double whacked with a stomach bug that went through our family. And then I had a kidney infection and it just wiped me out. And so I went in and I was like, okay, I got to figure out how to get myself better. Went to a Pronovo scan. Like, it was kind of scary. Like, I was like, what is happening? And I figured out just, I needed to kind of reset everything. And so I dove into mitochondria and I went to this, I guess it was a training with Dr. Seeds a couple weeks ago in Orlando, and all they talk about is mitochondria health. And so yes, NAD is a piece of it for sure, but there's two peptides that are amazing and it's called SS31.
Okay.
So you do it 2 to 3 times a year. It's like taking your car into the shop and you follow it really quickly with MOTC. And I'll kind of explain the two because they work hand in hand and they have changed how I feel. And really? then you just maintain in between that with your NAD.
Okay.
So when you take SS31, it's 21 days and it's every single day without saying the protocol online. It's an injection and it's a big injection. I mean, but there's no side effects except you feel amazing. It doesn't hurt, but you're committed to it. I mean, if you're 21 days in a row. So what it's doing is actually healing your cell membrane. So the outside of your mitochondria. So you see your zombie cells and there's cells that have like leakage and holes in it. It's why you don't feel good. So it goes out and it strengthens the whole outside of the cell. And you start, like, for me, I felt that more than I felt anything. Just all of a sudden, my energy as the weeks went on was like this.
Wow.
Like, unbelievable. As my cells got stronger and felt better. And like I said, it's an intense protocol. And then you go right into MOTC, which is a month long, just two injections a week. And now it's the inside of your mitochondria. So your metabolism goes through the roof. Your energy goes through the roof. And it's actually helping the inside of your mitochondria. And so... yeah. So at the end of the day, everything else starts to feel so much better. And it's only 2 to 3 times a year. And then you go back in your NAD and your NAD actually works way better once you have your mitochondria functioning.
Wow.
And most of us have zombie cells.
Yep.
So, and mitochondria is not sexy. Like, work on your mitochondria.
I think mitochondria is sexy. I fucking love talking about mitochondria.
But you, and I'm telling everyone, like a lot of women right now, I'm like, get on it as you're wrapping up for the holidays, because you can't help but be like, what is this?
I feel like I need that for my next book launch.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's talk.
And you can just kind of leading up to it and it's amazing. So men also, it's interesting. Men take NAD and most of them are like,
Because
they're not used to feeling like shit.
Yeah.
Whereas women are like, oh my gosh, will you put men on MOTC? And they're like, what is this?
Really?
It's really interesting. Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Meet your husband on MOTC.
Okay. Other quick fire questions.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite business book?
Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I think, because my boyfriend and I listened to it in the car really kind of understand, and also how you want to raise your children. Yeah. So I feel like that to me, because I think a lot about just the messaging and like how I want them to raise. And I came from a family business. So like not multi-generational wealth, but like definitely my grandfather created a legacy for us and it caused a lot of pain in terms of family, you know, breaking up and not taking care of each other. And so for my children, I think it was really important to see me do my own thing. And so I think Rich Dad Poor Dad is a great one. And then I think from a spiritual side, I think you just kind of tied it all together. And I think, how do you be feminine and still like have a voice? And I struggle with that, but I was very cautious coming into this business about being like, I said to my boyfriend, like, I love my relationship with you because I can be so feminine.
Yeah.
You know, and my marriage, I had to be so masculine. I was like pulling the cart up the hill with everybody in the cart. And I didn't want to be that woman. And so part of also you was being like, how can I still be this beautiful feminine being? Because that's when I feel like I'm the most flow.
Totally.
While also being a badass. Powerful. And also having a message and also saying like, okay, we need to make change.
My work here is done, Steph. My work here is fucking done.
So yeah, I say those two because they marry each other very well.
Beautiful. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
Do you believe in aliens? Yes or no? Your daughter's in the house. She just chuckled.
More and more, I do know we're not alone. I'm going to say 100%. This. And more, as I'm trying to understand what frequency I'm on.
Frequency, quantum, magic. You
know
so,
that there's a lot of, there's a way bigger universe and world out here than we know of. And I do, and I'm tapping right into this. So I want to say yes. I'm just still trying to understand all of it.
Beautiful. You're right where you're supposed to be. You're right.
Yeah, I feel like where I'm supposed to be. And the downloads and the people that come into my life keep elevating it. And that I think that sometimes, and I don't want to say scary with that. Sometimes I'm like holding on because I'm like, this is too good to be true.
What an incredible place to be. You're like, again, you're in alignment. You're in your highest timeline. And actually that leads me to my most final and I think most important question I ask on the show.
Yes.
Which is, what does it mean to you, Steph, to be a co-creator of the new earth?
Yeah. And I'm like so grateful that you helped and guide me to tap into it. Because I could have missed it. And I think if I had missed it, I would have not fulfilled what I'm supposed to be on this earth for at this time around the sun. And so I feel like super, super grateful every single day. Like, this is my life. I get to live like this. Because I've not always been this person. And so I think from that perspective, I'm super grateful that I get to be part of it.
You claimed your light.
Thank you.
You claimed your light. And now your mission is to help others claim theirs.
Thank you.
That's the way it works. I love you. Thank you for being on my show.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you for this journey, Jess.
You're so welcome. Thank you for allowing me in and for letting me be one small part of it. You're amazing. I cannot wait to see what you do next. You're just beginning.
No, I hope so.
I know so.